Blog Talk Radio.
Kabari, oh yes, Kabari, which I never forget. Kabari, oh Lord, Kabari, Kabari, I will never forget Kabari. Calvary, oh yes, Calvary, which I never forget, Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, he laid me on the cross, he laid me on the cross to redeem me. Hallelujah, Yahoo. Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving you on the cross, healing you on the cross. To redeem us. Hallelujah, Yaro. Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro. To redeem us. Jesus died on the cross, saving us on the cross, healing us on the cross. To redeem us. Hallelujah, Yaro. Yaro, Yaro, to redeem me. Hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on thy cross to redeem me. Jesus died on thy cross, saving you on thy cross, healing you on thy cross to redeem us. Hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, 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 to redeem us. Jesus died on thy cross, saving us on thy cross, healing us on thy cross, to redeem us. Jesus died on thy cross, saving us on thy cross, healing us on thy cross. Hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah. To redeem us, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, hallelujah, Yaro, to redeem. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, saving me on the cross. I say Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to redeem me. Jesus died on thy cross, saving me on thy cross, healing me on thy cross. I say Jesus died on thy cross, saving me on thy cross, healing me on thy cross, to redeem. Jesus died on that cross, saving me on that cross, healing me on that cross, to win. Jesus died on that cross, saving me on that cross, healing me on that cross. I say Jesus died on that cross, saving me on that cross, healing you on that cross, to win. Hallelujah.
Goodwill to all men.
Everyone is welcome to the Miracle Hour broadcast of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracle Radio and TV Ministry, presenting you Rema Bible College online class, discovering what Jesus accomplished for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. That's what he is today. And I thank God, God is going to do you good today. As you come into this broadcast, you are going to receive all that God has for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is great. My people perish for lack of knowledge. People perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. You know, where there is no vision, the people perish. That's one. Then the second one is, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know what Jesus did for them. All they know is that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins by Christ. That's not enough. Jesus actually accomplished a lot for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his Christ we are healed. Holy Spirit, teach your people today. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. Harababaya. Yes, yes, Lord Jesus, let it be you now. We bound Satan and all his demons and all the powers of darkness. We rule them out of the way in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Pour down your spirit and your power and your anointing to save, to heal, to deliver. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harababaya. Yes, this is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. I tell you, by the time we finish this class, you will never be the same again, because God is going to impart to you knowledge that liberates and sets free. Your anointing and power and grace to move on to your next level. God is going to be talking all day to you during this class. So you got to call everybody, invite them, tweet them, email them, and let them begin to come into this broadcast, because God is going to do you good today. Hallelujah. Our text is taken from Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. They will remember the Lord, and we shouldn't forget all his benefits. All his benefits. That word benefits is mentioned there in the scripture. And the benefits are what Jesus accomplished for you on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. And there are so many of them. We're going to touch the most important aspect of it. And I know God's going to bless you through this. You know, he healed all thy diseases. He forgiveth all thy iniquities. In fact, Isaiah 53 is the redemptive chapter of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 53 from verses 1. If possible, you can go up to the end of it. You know, is the redemptive chapter of the Bible. And the word redemption is the best way to describe what Jesus did on Calvary Street. I would like to use the word redemption, though it's a whole package of salvation, healing, deliverance, and everything put together. But the best way to describe what Jesus did on Calvary Street, you call it redemption. And Isaiah 53, from verses 1 to 10, tells you of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Jesus, prophet Isaiah, was able to see it in detail, and he explained it, you know, step by step, and he was able to make it very clear, clearer than any other person in the scriptures. You know, so Jesus did so much on the cross. The first thing, which is the common thing we all know, He is the Savior of the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Those are the basics of salvation. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He bore our sins and sicknesses and diseases on Calvary tree, where he died. He bore all our iniquities. The iniquity of us all was placed on him. And he took them by his death. When he shed that blood, he was buying us back from Satan's kingdom, transferring us into the kingdom of his marvelous Son. You know, it was the great redemption, the great salvation. They want to be so great salvation. That's Hebrews chapter 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You want to call it so great salvation, so great redemption, so great deliverance that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. You know, he took every curse of over your life. He was a curse. He was made a curse for you. That's why we call it the great exchange. The death of Jesus Christ on Calvary tree was the greatest exchange of all time. You want to call it the great exchange? Yes, you are correct. You want to say it is a substitutionary death? It was a substitutionary death. It was substitutionary. He took your place. He actually took my place. We are all condemned. Everyone was going to hellfire because we didn't know Jesus. We're not saved. He's the only way through which you can go. But Jesus came and opened the way of righteousness for us. When he took our place, he went to hell for us. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we through his death on the cross will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He knew no sin, but he took our sin. He didn't have a curse on him, but he took our curse. Every curse we got from the days of Adam and Eve until now, Jesus took them upon himself on Golgotha Hill. He became a curse that we might receive the blessings of Abraham, because the scripture says, cursed is everyone that died on the cross, anyone that hanged on the tree, died by hanging, died on the cross, cursed is everyone. So when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he took every curse that we inherited, generational curses, inherited curses, causes from the days of Adam till now, Christ took them upon himself. He became a curse for us, that we might inherit the blessings of Abraham. That's Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. So we now have the Abrahamic blessing, Abrahamic covenant, Abrahamic grace. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are the seed of Abraham. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are now of the lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our DNA is that of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. If you trace our inheritance, you will trace us back to the cross where we belong. I like that. I love that. Yeah, say the Holy Ghost, let it be you now. Let it be you now, Jesus. Jesus Christ, though he was rich, but on the cross he became poor, that we, through his poverty, will become rich. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. A lot of people don't talk about this. You see, they don't preach a whole gospel. A lot of people don't preach a full gospel. It's a whole gospel. It's a whole package. Some people will pick John 3:16 and then ride on it. How about the other part of the scripture? How about what God is saying in the other part of the scripture? See? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. He said, Jesus Christ was rich in glory, but for my sake and for your sake, he came into this world over 2,000 years ago, lived for 3.5 years, and then went to the cross and died for us. He was rich in glory, was rich. Of course, Jesus was not a poor person. To have 12 disciples working with him, and the number of disciples continued increasing, and he took care of them, fed 4,000, fed another 5,000, took care of people, and his treasury was so much, so full that Judas Iscariot was stealing from that Paul during the 3.5 years of ministry. During the 3.5 years of ministry, Judas Iscariot was stealing from that pot. That means there was so much in the pot of Jesus Christ. Jesus had so much. You know, abundant. Abundant life Jesus came to give to us. Jesus was rich. But when he died on the cross, he died like a poor person so that we, through his poverty, we become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Please take note of this. This is very, very important. Because many times people talk like God has not come to bless us. They talk like Jesus just came to save the world. No, it's more than that. Jesus did more than salvation of your soul. He was rich, but he became poor so that me and you will become rich. Which means poverty is not for us. I like that. Poverty is not for us. Failure, hardship, frustration, and failure, disappointment, and disgrace is not for us. It's not for you. It's not for me. The devil is poor. Satan, you and your cohorts are poor. In the name of Jesus, Christ has made us rich. And I hear a lot of people misinterpret 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. They say, when you talk about rich, he's not talking about being financially rich. I say he made a mistake. Who blessed Abraham? Then who blessed David? And who blessed King Solomon? The Bible says they were rich. And even Job. Job, the Bible says he had everything. So you see, you are programming God as someone who has nothing to offer. No, the earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. The silver and the gold belongs to God. 1,000 cattle and 1,000 hills belongs to him. So he has everything in the God of abundance. And when God has to bless his own, he does it without waiting life. He became poor on the cross so that we will become rich spiritually, physically, financially. We'll become rich in grace, in mercy and favor. We'll become rich in righteousness. We become rich in holiness. We become rich in financial abundance and plenty. Oh, yes, I believe that. And it is true, say, the word rich. He said the word rich means being spiritually rich. Yes, of course, it's spiritually rich, but read through the scriptures. God blessed his people. Read through the scriptures. So don't program yourself to think that God has nothing to offer. He became poor on the cross so that me and you will become rich financially. Oh, yes, I receive that. I receive that. We are not just rich, just spiritually. We are rich in every realm. You see, the gospel has an answer to every area of life. The gospel has an answer. Jesus has an answer to every aspect of life. And the earlier we discover these things, the better. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 5. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was bruised 39 stripes, 39 stripes on Jesus' bare body. The 39 stripes, there are 39 major diseases in the whole world. 39 major diseases in the whole world. Every other disease falls into one of these 39 groups. There are 39 major sicknesses or diseases in the whole world. Every other sickness or disease falls into one of these groups. So when Jesus took 39 stripes on his bare body, he was healing every sickness and disease. He took all our infirmities and bore our sicknesses and diseases on the cross. He healed us all, the all-sufficient God. He supplied all our needs. He healed all thy diseases. He forgiveth all your iniquities, the all-sufficient God. He healeth all your diseases. He supplieth all your needs. He forgiveth all your iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. He is the all-sufficient God. He has it all. He does not refer a case. He does not refer a case. He has the answer to every need and every trouble and every issue of life. He has the answer. He has the answer. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. He took the chastisement of our peace upon him. He suffered in our place so that we don't have to go through all these things again. He was bruised. Was beaten. He was made a scapegoat. He took our place. Instead of you going to hellfire, he went to hellfire for you. All that Jesus did on the cross. What have you done for him? What have you done for him? Are you serving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit? If Christ has to suffer to save your soul, he first loved us. He loved us even when we hate him. He loved us even when we didn't love him. He went out of his way and suffered on the cross. He was bruised by him. He was pierced. The thorn of shame was put on his head into the head of crown. He did great things and made him look like a false prophet. Say, prophesy, you are the son of God. Prophesy. See? They made him look like a criminal, even though he was not one. And then he was crucified among the thieves, one on the left, the other one on the right. And then he asked for water. Instead of giving him water, they gave him vinegar to drink. And vinegar is bitter. It is not sweet. That's what they gave him to drink. Why they mocked him? And the big thing, the Roman soldiers had the Roman soldiers had a horse whip. The type of horse whip the Roman soldiers then, it had blade at the end of it. So when they flogged him like this, it would go around his body and cut the flesh, making those 39 stripes on his bare back. And he did not commit any crime, did not commit any sin. He volunteered to die for us. Because no one will open the books. Jesus said, God, let me reconcile the world back to you. The ministry of Jesus was a ministry of reconciliation. By his blood, he reconciled us back to God. You put down the gates of righteousness for me. You put down the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now, I'll worship Christ. I can be open now the gates of righteousness for me. Open now the gates of righteousness for me. Open now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now, I'll worship Christ. I can be open now the gates of righteousness for me. He was the fighter that I may now be free. He was the fighter that I may now be seen. Hey, who knew the sea was made of it? And for me, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Hey, when you know see what little bit is for me, I'm the righteousness of God in him. We are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that through his righteousness we become the righteousness of God. The Bible says your righteousness is a filthy rag. I see some people, they go around telling people that they are righteous. I said, shut up. Shut up. What are you talking about? The Bible says that your righteousness is a filthy rag. Filthy rag. But the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the righteousness that Jesus put on you is the grace and the mercy of God. That Jesus brought grace and truth. Your righteousness cannot even take you anywhere. But the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, imputed righteousness, that Jesus provided with his stainless blood, a superior blood that was shed, human being cannot reconcile him back to God, because you don't have the blood, sinless blood. Jesus Christ had to use blood to reconcile us back to him. That's why the scripture says he came to reconcile us back to God. In him we live and grow and have our being. In him we live and grow and have our being. Make a careful mind, sing the third and last. Tell us his mind, dance before him. Make a careful mind, sing the third and last. Tell us his mind. Hallelujah. In him we live and grow and have our being. In him we live and grow and have our being. When he died, it was Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. Between 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., Jesus gave up the ghost. And his last words were, it is finished. It is finished. The work of redemption, the work of salvation, the work of deliverance is finished. He ran the race and accomplished the task. So forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Hold on this thing
against them.
Why hold on this sin against them? Because it's a forgiving God. He believes in forgiveness. Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Of course, it was the will of God that Jesus go to the cross. Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross. He couldn't have killed Jesus. He died by himself. He decided to redeem the whole world back to God. So he made himself a surrogate, a ransom for you to have eternal life. When Jesus was going towards the cross, Simon of Cyrene, an African, helped him to carry the cross. Simon of Cyrene. So Africa has been involved in the gospel, in the ministry of Jesus Christ earlier. See, then the eunuch of Ethiopia was also an African, and then the Simon of Cyrene, who helped Jesus to carry the cross, was also an African. So we Africans, we have been part of Jesus' ministry all the way from the beginning. We are a special people. We are blessed people. We Africans, we have been part of Jesus' ministry right from the very beginning. See? We are a peculiar people. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. But you, when you receive Jesus Christ, you are also part of Jesus' ministry. You are not forsaken. His resurrection made him, that was the proof, the main proof that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. The resurrection. He was buried on Friday night. Then he went to Swahili and preached to the souls that were locked up in Swahili. And when he resurrected on Sunday morning, he resurrected in power. He liberated our souls and translated us from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why the scripture says, Christ has delivered us from the powers of darkness. He descended into the prison, the first day of the three. And he met Satan, who had been keeping the key. And he said, Satan, give me the key. Because I have died for humanity. Here is the blood to show you that I have redeemed mankind. Now give me the keys he stole from Adam and Eve. The authority, the keys symbolize authority and power. You stole all this from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Now I have come to take the keys of the kingdom. Jesus took the keys. And when he resurrected on Sunday morning, he resurrected in great power. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus did all this for you. The resurrection was the main proof of his sonship. Because all other religions and their religion leaders who tried to resurrect, they couldn't resurrect like Jesus did. There was this man, Samuel Curtis, the magician. He told the people that he was going to die and resurrect on the third day, just like Jesus did. So he actually died because he was magical. He had all caused the spirits and all those things, magical and all those things. So he died. After he died, he told people that he was going to resurrect on the third day. He was going to resurrect just like Jesus did. So they buried him and kept his body with the mind that he's going to resurrect just like Jesus did. When that day came, cameramen and newsmen came from all over the world to come and see a man who resurrected like Jesus Christ. I've never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus Christ. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from dead. I've never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus Christ. See? Do you know why I believe in Jesus? After 3 days, he rose from dead. I've never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus Christ. There's nobody like that. So this man said that he was going to resurrect on the third day, just like Jesus did. So newsmen and people came from all over the world with their cameras. They came to see the man who said he was going to resurrect on the third day, just like Jesus did. So his business is how to resurrect from the dead, just like Jesus. See, competition. So on that third day, everybody set their cameras and their videos, getting ready to snap the picture of the man who said he was going to resurrect just like Jesus did. So the man actually used his magical powers, using his magical powers and all his spiritism and all his telecomic and diabolical powers trying to resurrect. Actually, he was trying to manipulate, actually do something. All of his body thunderstruck him. And that was the end. He never resurrected. Not at all. He never resurrected. You want to resurrect. Like Jesus did. You have people go and do that. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God whom God raised from the dead. The Bible says God raised him from the dead. He didn't raise himself from the dead. Read the scripture. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. The whom God raised from the dead. He didn't raise himself from the dead. Can you raise yourself from the dead? These gentlemen, your cousins and the magician man, he said he was going to raise himself from the dead, to rise up from the dead. So, thunder struck him. That was the end of him. He could not resurrect from the dead like Jesus Christ. See? So you are trying to resurrect like Jesus Christ. Who told you to not resurrect like Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God whom God sent into this world to save mankind and humanity. He died on the cross, was buried, and on the third day, resurrection power. The Bible says that that God raised him from the dead. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumphal. He arose a victor from the dark domain and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty trial I foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph home. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death could not hold him captive, for death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is love. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is love. My soul does magnify the Lord. Am my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is love, even in my life. Jesus, you are King, even in this place. Jesus is love. Hey, the Messiah. Yes. God, I pray for everyone that I've received your word today, that the death of Jesus Christ will mean salvation to their souls, salvation and redemption and deliverance for their lives. That they will know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we want to pray for our men who want to receive Jesus Christ into their life. You need to make a decision to have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. After you did all these things on Calvary Street, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. You need to receive him into your heart, into your life. How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago? Now is the moment for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. Open up your heart and receive him into your heart now. And let him be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Yes, bow your head wherever you are in any part of the world. Let Jesus come into your soul, into your spirit, and save you right now and give you eternal life. Oh, God, I pray for as many as have heard your word today. Make them do out of your words and not just hear us alone. That the death of Christ will not just be a celebration. The death and burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will make for real in their lives. That they will be saved eternally. That the salvation Jesus provided for them, the redemption, shall be made manifest in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I tell you, God has touched you today. With this word that has come forth, please forward it to everyone, even if and test it out, let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. God bless you all, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Calvary. Calvary, I will never forget Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, I will never forget Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. We will never forget Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. You should never forget Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. You should never forget Calvary. Calvary, oh yes, Calvary, I will never forget Calvary, 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 you should never forget Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. I will never forget.